KSA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Congressional negotiators have 3 weeks to come up with a border security plan that President Trump will approve or the government will shut down on February 15th. New York Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks on the Foreign Affairs Committee tells CNN the House and Senate members will approach the talks differently than the president.
They cannot just stand behind the president when he's talking just about a campaign promise that he knew he could not live up to in the first place, because the Mexicans will not pay for this wall, and the wall, as he has depicted it, is not something that will keep America secure.
In Denver, EPA attorney Matt Castelli urges Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette to do what she can to ensure there won't be another shutdown.
Please support legislation to take shutdowns off the table and take federal employees off the table as bargaining chips. We can't take this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
A school bus collides with a train in Athens, Texas. A 13-year-old middle school student is killed in the crash. Police Chief Buddy Hill says the only other student on the bus survived.
One child, a 9-year-old girl, was entrapped in the bus and required extrication. She's a student at Central Athens Elementary, and she was flown to Children's Medical Center in Dallas. She's in critical but stable condition.
The 78-year-old bus driver is also in stable condition. The U.S. is delaying plans to return Central American migrants back to Mexico. More from USA's Wendy King.
Mexico is willing to help the migrants find temporary jobs, according to the spokesman for the Mexican State Department. But they will only accept migrants who already have a date to appear in U.S. immigration court. That means this is going to be temporary, not permanent. This comes at a time when Mexico is handling thousands more migrants streaming into its southern border. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Trump associate Roger Stone says he's been falsely charged with lying to investigators over his role in the leaked DNC emails from WikiLeaks that occurred during the 2016 presidential election. Speaking outside the courthouse over the shouts of protesters, Stone said the manner of his arrest Friday was unnecessary.
At the crack of dawn, 29 FBI agents arrived at my home with 17 vehicles with their lights flashing, when they could simply have contacted my attorneys and I would have been more than willing to surrender voluntarily.
Stone said he will not testify against President Trump.
There is no circumstance whatsoever under which I will bear false witness against the president, nor will I make up lies to ease the pressure on myself. I look forward to being fully and completely vindicated.
Stone appeared before a judge in federal court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The judge agreed to release Stone on a $250,000 personal surety bond. Fatima Ali, who became a star on Bravo's Top Chef, is dead from a rare bone cancer at the age of 28. She had written in Bon Appetit in September that she only had a year to live after being diagnosed in 2017. A large area in southeastern Brazil is buried in mud after the collapse of a dam that was holding back waste from the Vale Mining Company. Nearly a dozen are confirmed dead, with as many as 300 people reported missing. Environmental groups and activists say the latest spill underscored a lack of regulation. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.